Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
Okay, so after the number, we cut outside, and Jules is still in girl drag, so we're still looking at Aphrodite, and she discovers that she is out of cigarettes, so she heads down this dark street. And Trace, I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time in this episode talking about certain elements that feel distinctively queer. I think women who watch this are also probably going to have some red flags, some triggers that are going to be activated, but I think that makes the film a bit more accessible to everybody, but I do like that we're finally getting a film where we can talk about like, oh yeah, this is how it feels to be a queer person and move through the world. It's not always, I don't know, I feel like we always get a representation of how scary it is to be women, and people think, oh, well, you're a man, so how scary can it be? Like, men don't attack you. And as a person who is often very clockable as gay, I have often felt unsafe walking through the world.
That's okay. I'm sorry. I want to dig into this because I feel like I'm the more flamboyant one between the two of us. So this is probably from, you know, your 4 decades on this earth of learning this. But like, in what way do you think you are very clockable as a gay man?
You know, I've been told that I have a bit of a swishy walk, obviously, anytime I open my mouth. I've actually tried to tramp down on the amount that I use my hands. I would say that you're much more effusive with the way that you move your hands when you talk, but the certain animatedness that we both have when we speak, I think there's just a bunch of things where, like, it's ironic. We're recording this when I just got back from vacation in New York. And there were moments where my husband and I could just look at people and be like, gay. Like, it's a look. There's just a thing that people can immediately spot. And sometimes that's great when you're within members of the community. And it can also be really intimidating if you don't feel comfortable with the people you're around. I don't want to be clocked anymore.
Oh, yeah. No. It's very much, it's not the same as code switching, I guess, but it's kind of in that same area where it's like, yeah, if I'm in a city like New York, I will be flamboyant and I'm advertising the fact that I'm a queer person. But if I'm in, Fredericksburg, Texas, which is where my husband and I like to go vacation sometimes, but it's a small town in Texas, it's very much like, no kissing, no holding hands, butch it up a little bit, which, by the way, me trying to butch it up does not work.
but your own version of drag, isn't it?
But that's the thing, right? It's my version of drag. It's bio drag or whatever.
Podunk drag.
But nevertheless, yes, walking down a dark alley like this in the hunt for cigarettes, I have been there, and it is scary.